ערב שבת קודש פרשס ויקרא שבת זכר. When Shmuel is speaking to Shaul about how he was not mekayim dvar Hashem and he did not kill out all the animals and he didn't kill out Agog, so there's a dialogue, there's a discussion, there's a debate where Shaul insists that he was mekayim dvar Hashem and Shmuel says he wasn't. So the pasuk says that Shmuel tells Shaul, Tichatas Kesem Meri. The sin of the witchcraft known as Kesem is Meri, is the fact that you're rebelling against Hashem. So it's not really anything except, are you doing Dvar Hashem or not? So you can have your proper cheshbonis. If you're not Dvar Hashem, then that's the sin. V'oven usrafim haftzar. What does that mean? The Malbim explains, the sin of this Kesem, and Trafim, the sin of Avodah Zarah, and Haftzar, and debating and arguing now, is all part of the Avera. The fact that you're being insistent how you did not sin, that itself, says the Malbim, says Shmuel, to Shaul, that itself is part of the sin, that you're insisting that you did not sin. And the Malbim writes, beginning of this pasuk, he says, "Ato hidialoi." Shmuel now told Shaul, "Ki b'mashi svakeach im anavi v'yomer lei pa'alti oven." That which he's arguing and debating with a navi, saying, "I did not sin." B'zeh hoisiv pesha rabba noisaf al chetoy akoidim. He added much more sin to his previous aveir. His sin grew by doing this. So he says at the end, the fact that he's behotzar, he's being marbid dvarim, lashon of Rabbi, here beloved dvarim. He's speaking and arguing about not just accepting it, and he doesn't think it's such a serious avera. That is why he lost the malucha. Azay is like the Malbim. And in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, when Nasan Hanavi confronts David about the sin with Bathsheba, so the pasuk says, "Vayomer David el Nasan chatasi laHashem," and the Malbim says on that pasuk, when it says chatasi laHashem, "Zehoya haHevdel bein David uvein Shaul." This is a difference between David and Shaul. Shaul gave excuses for his sin, and therefore his sin went into full effect. His punishment went into full effect, and he lost the malucha. Masha ein kein David who said chatasi. Now, we're going to elaborate on this Emirat Hashem. The Gemara in Yuma Dav Chav Beis, the Gemara says that David was Nichshal in Tu Chataim. Look in the Gemara what it was, Tu Chataim, V'loy Al Salay. But he didn't lose the Malucha. These two sins did not oust him from being Melech. However, Shaul Ba'achas, Shaul had only one sin, just one Aveira, and also, because of that one sin, he lost being the Melech. It's Gemara and Yuma Dav Chav Beis. So it seems very unfair. So the Gemara actually, at the beginning, when the Gemara begins discussing this, the Gemara says, "Amar Avuna, kama lechali v'lemargish gavra demare saye." People don't realize that really much of your everything depends on how much the Rabbi Shalom is helping you. Depends on how much you have the Rabbi Shalom on your side. So David, even though he had more sins, he didn't lose it. Shaul had less, but Hashem wasn't helping him as much, so he lost it. Frek the Masha, we still have to always understand, what is this, a favoritism, protectiot? If Shaul has less averos, he only had one sin recorded for in his life, look at the Gemara, in Yuma maybe there's one more, whatever, but basically one sin. So if so, only one avera, why should he lose because of that the Malchus, whereas David had two? So the Mashah discusses, some people say, had to do with the Malchus, and David's Chataim were private, whereas Shaul was connected to being Melech. But Mashah doesn't like it. It's not Mashah like that from the Lashon of the Gemara we just quoted. That a person, is, if Hashem's with them, it's Mashah, but nothing to do with the Kalal thing, can do with himself. So the Mashah says, like this, so the Mashah, that David, we find in Shmuel and in Tehillim, he's constantly being moided to Hashem and admitting about his Avera and asking for Hashem to mirachim on his sin that he did. He's constantly being moided ala emes about his Avera. But Shaul, he says, Loi matzinu boi shahoida al chetze lefanav yisbarach baruchu. We don't find that he was moide on his chet, and he wasn't mekabel yisurim, and therefore he lost the malchus. That's why he got outed. Azoi zok the masha. So if you learn this masha, it's a little bit shver, because in the Haftarah, it actually does say that Shaul said chatasi. At the end of the discussion, Shaul says, chatasi l'Hashem, I sinned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could the Masha say that he didn't sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we can answer the following, and this will go back to the Malbim that we began with. Sefer Arvi Nachal, in Parshas Bereishis, and in the Drushes to Shabbos Shuva, brings that the Ramami Pano, in the Sefer Asorim Amorois, asks Akasha, Avinu Harishain, Adam Harishain, sinned, but we know the Chazal say, and he lost, right, he died, and he was Nikasa Misa forever, but Chazal say, that there's a klal, Mavir Rishain Rishain, we say this before we say Yud Gimel Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes off one Avera at a time. There's one Avera, Hashem will push it away, but just one Avera. Rashi says, we learn this from the Pasuk, in Micho, where it says Koivesh, so Rashi says, Matmin ha'avoin arishin. Rashi in Rishon Daf Yizayin Amar Aleph. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides away the first Avera, kind of covers it over. So if so, Frekta Ramami Pano, why did Adam Arishin not get a Kapara? So he goes with the Mahalach. He has like two Mahalachim. The main Mahalach is that this whole thing is only after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, this Maver Rishin, Rishin, Koivesh, Chet Va'avoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just like put it away if it's just one sin, didn't apply back in the days of Adam Rishon. But the Arvi Nachal has another teretz. He says, the reason why Shmuel speaks to Shaul, and Shaul says, Chatasi l'Hashem, it's a fair shepasik. Vayoymer Shaul, Chatasi l'Hashem. So if he says Chatasi l'Hashem, why does he lose the Malucha? Chayir, he was masking. So he says like this. Shaul, even though he says Chatasi l'Hashem, but there's a hemshech to his words. He doesn't just stop and say Chatasi l'Hashem. I'd like to just give a little bit of an intro. I had a roommate in yeshiva who, I don't remember exactly, I think he once got into a bit of a disagreement, what's known in Yiddish as a fight. And at the end, I said to him, I'm sorry, but this and this is the reason why I done what, did what I done, or done what I did. And he said to me, back when I was a bacher, why can't people just say they're sorry with nothing else? Without any buts, without any ifs, just say they're sorry. Very, very hard. Very hard to do. So, says the Arvi Nachal, look at the words of Shaul. V'yayim Shaul Shmuel, chatasi, ki avarti es pi Hashem esarach. I was over, terrible. But then he says, with an excuse still, ki areisi esa'am, because I was scared of the people. So he comes with an excuse. You come with an excuse, that's not a full chatasi l'Hashem. But David, when he says, he just says chatasi l'Hashem, and that's it. Doesn't say any more. He has no excuses, no ifs, no buts, nothing. Then Mela says the Arvi Nachal, that's why David's not considered having done anything wrong with Jew was the perfect tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taka moichel him. Mashenkin shol, it wasn't a proper tshuva. It was lacking. We'll add a little bit to this. So Michal Gross showed me the Chayvis Halvavos in Shar Tshuva when he speaks about in Parak Hey different ifanim, different parts, different factions of tshuva. A person needs to work on to be able to do tshuva. So he has something called Tnoi Bakoshes HaMechila, conditions for asking Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first one, says the Shla, is Echem Mehem, the first one, Hisvadoisoi, he should do Vidoi B'Avinoisov, V'Sheyirbu Be'eino V'Filiba, it should be great in his eyes and his heart, he should realize he did something terrible. K'may Shenemar, Ki Rabu B'Sheyinu Negdach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of you, our sins are terrible. How could we do something like that to you? And if you don't look at it like that, says the Chayyavis Alavis, it's lacking in tshuva. Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Shar Aleph, Islam and Ches, Ha'ikura Yud Gimel, Liyos Averis Akalois, even the smallest Averis, Chamurois Be'enov, it should be stringent in the sinner's eyes. Ke'emloi Lahabit the Katnas Avera. Don't look at how small the Avera might seem, how insignificant it is. Avol Yavad the Gdulas Misha Hizra, look who you've sinned towards. Look who told you not to do it. Memele, if someone has an attitude like that, that's a real tshuva. In this week's parsha, I'd like to share with you something beautiful. In this week's parsha, the end of the parsha, we have the mitzvah of Asham Toloi. And there's a pasuk when it speaks about Asham Toloi, that's the Asham for someone who's not sure if he's chayav a chatas or not. Rashi's famous example, the Gemara discusses, someone had in front of him two pieces of chalev. One was Kare's chalev, and one was Shuman, one was kosher to eat. And he ate one, and he's not sure if he had the kosher one or the Kare's one. What is the halach if he's unsure? He needs to bring in the interim an Asham Taloi to the Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk says at the end of the Asham Taloi, Ashamhu, Ashoim Asham Lashem. It's an Asham, and he has sinned to Hashem. Look in Rashi. Rashi brings a medrash from Chazal, what the pasuk is coming to say. But the Sforno says that this pasuk is coming to teach you. Someone might say, I don't really want to bring an Asham, because maybe I really didn't do the Avera. Maybe I did not do the Avera. So I'm not Chayiv Achatas. I'm not Chayiv this Asham. So I'm bringing Stam, a Behemoth, to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not really supposed to be Hektish. So it's really Chulin Ba'azara. And there's a man there who holds Chulin Ba'azara, even Isra Deraisa. So I don't want to bring it. Says the tyrant, no, don't worry, sir. This animal is an absolute carbon. Ashamu, it's an Asham. Why? Why is it a carbon? Ashoim Asham Hashem, you are guilty to Hashem. How do you not know if you're chayev achatas or not? You're not aware of your actions in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Sforno. You're Ashem Hashem, you're guilty before Hashem for not being alert and aware and caring enough to know if you're chayev achatas. I mean, we know that achatas is a terrible aver even for shaygig. But this is a bigger chiddush. Even so, it's not sure he's chayev the shaygig. That itself warrants a full-fledged carbon asham, the guilt offering, because he's not sure if he's chayiv. That's a person has to look at an avera and say, "Gefelach, look what I did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu," without any excuses at all. Mele says the Arvi Nachal that this is the difference between, like we said from the Malbim, this is the difference between David and Shaul. David said, "Chatasi Hashem." End of story. Masha Inkein Shaul says, "Chatasi Hashem," but he has an excuse with it. He explains why. And that's l'chayra what the Marsha means. The Marsha says that David, you can say something else, but maybe this might be what the Marsha means. The Marsha says that Shaul, we don't find that he said chatasi l'Hashem, even though he did, but it was with together with an excuse. So Marsha doesn't count that as him having been nisvade before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now listen to this beautiful, beautiful vart from the Vilna Gaon. This is brought in the Sefer Kehilas Yitzchak. In the second part, which is known as Beis Yitzchak, on the Drush Le'erev Yom Kippur, B'Shem the Sefer, inside my Sefer, B'Shem the Sefer, Azharas Shabbos. Azharas Shabbos is a Sefer from Rabbi Yitzchak Melzin, the famous author of the Siddur Hagra, the original Siddur Hagra. So, he writes that the Gaon says the following amazing Dvar Torah. In the Pasuk by David, when it says, "Vayomer David al Nasan Chatasi LaHashem," pasuk continues and says, "Vayomer Nasan al David Gam Hashem Hevir Chatas Chalesam." Hashem has removed your sin, and you will not die. Now, in middle of that pasuk, there is a piska in middle. There is a pasuk in middle of the pasuk. You have that sometimes in Chumash. Parshas Pinchas is one of those. There's a few times in Parshas Vayishlach. There's one. So here in Shmuel, there is a pasuk in middle of the pasuk. So it's Vayomer David al Nasan. It's like in the middle of a pasuk, but there's a space in the Navi. It's as if there's a pasuk in the middle, then it continues. Says the Vilna Gaon, yes, there's an interruption in the middle of David speaking, because David really wasn't just going to say Chatasi Lashem. Because according to Halacha, the Gemara says in Yuma, Tana Rabbanon, how do you do tshuva? You say Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati, there's a whole Nusach. It's a Halacha. And David only says Chatasi Lashem. He was going to continue. But Hashem interrupted him, says the Gaon, and told Nathan to tell him, good, done, your aver is away. Hashem hever chataska lo yisamus. Why? Why did Hashem interrupt him and take it away? So the Zog de Helig von Nagain. When someone does an Avera, he's created a malach, a kateger, chas shalom against himself. But David said this Chatasil Hashem with such a broken heart, with such conviction, with such a recognition of what the Avera was, that Hashem was made that he destroyed that malach of the Avera. That's why he was interrupted. He didn't have to say any more than that. Zog de Goyin, that's why in Tehillim, in Perek, Lamed Beis, Pasuk Hei, says, Chatasi Oidiacha. David says, Hashem, I will tell you my chait. Va'avani loy chasisi. I didn't hide my avoin. Amarti, I said, Oida alai pshoi, Hashem. I will tell you about my pshoim. Va'ato nesasa avoin chatasi sela. And you carry and you bear my avoin forever. What does this mean to say? It's like the Vulagoyin Luchari, the Pasuk begins with chait, avoin, and pesha, and then finishes only with avoin. Teretz is, David saying like this, Chatasi adiach, I was successful, Hashem, in telling you about my chet. David said, Chatasi. V'avani lechasisi, I wasn't going to cover over the oven, I was going to talk about my avoin. Amarti oida laiv shoy Hashem, I was going to tell you, I was speaking, thinking about telling you about my pshoyim. V'avatan asasi avoin chatasi sel, but you right away lifted away my averus, I didn't have to do anymore. Right away, you were mechaper me. Right away, when I said Chatasi Hashem, Hashem said, okay, he means it. He's serious. He's without an excuse. He doesn't mean to excuse himself or to belittle the Avera. He holds the Avera as Moir de Grais. And therefore, he's doing a very serious tshuva. Let's go back to the Arvi Nachal. Arvi Nachal brings the Shlah in Meseches Yuma. Derech Techachas Moser. The Shlah says that we know that Hashem has a mid, like we spoke about, Maver, Rishon, Rishon, which the Gemara says, Rashi says in Yuma, Daf Gezayin, you learn from the word Kaivish. Says the Shlah, this only works for someone who looks at his Avera and he feels that Avera is a huge, frightening Avera. Noisei Avoin, by himself, he looks at Avera, he says, whoa, this is an Avoin. This is a serious pesha. This is a chait. What am I going to do? Says the Shlah, Tzarech bal tshuva tamen lichbei shchuyosav. He has to look down at his mitzvahs. Ulehinasei chavaisav. And pick up his avera and say, look, I really need to do tshuva. Even if he has a lot of mitzvahs, he has to say, those maybe weren't as good as they could be. He has to be focusing on doing tshuva on his averas. Obviously in a positive way, slabotka, etc., etc. Obviously, chas v'shalom. No one should get depressed. Like David says always, Chatasi negdi samid. My chait is in front of my eyes. It's in the famous paragon in Aleph, right? The veil of Nasanavi, Kesharbala Bashava, over there in the famous Truva parak of David HaMelech. Chatasi negdi samid. All the time. David. We have to go along and look at our Averis like they're serious. Realize it's a serious issue. If you do, says the Shlah, then Hashem will be Maver Rishain Rishain. But if you come with excuses, then Hashem will not be Maver Rishon Rishon. Because you're not Noisei Avoin, you don't consider it as Avera, why should Hashem wipe it away? Azleizuk Eilig Shlah says the Arvi Nachal, now we could go back and answer Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu approached him and said, why do you sin? Why do you eat from Eitz Hadas? What does he do? What does he say? He says, HaIshra Asher Nesat Imari, it's my wife's fault. It's her fault. Points at her, says it's her fault. Coming with excuses, says the Arvei Nachal, if Adam Rishon would have just said Chatasti Lashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been Moichel him. Mamash, like we said, it would have been over. He could have stayed in Gan Eden. Nothing would have happened. But since he pointed to the woman, he lost his chance. That's why Maver Rishon Rishon didn't apply to him. Memela, he says, that's why when Hashem speaks to Adam and tells him he's getting punished, he says, Adam Amar, ki shamata lekol ishtecha, because you listen to your wife, and you ate from the eighth, therefore you're going to get punished. Why does Hashem tell him, Adam Amar, ki shamata lekol ishtecha? Just say, Adam Amar, because you ate from the eighth, whatever reason you had. Hashem is saying, if you would have been moida le'emes right away, chatasi, I would have forgiven you. But because you're busy, you say that you're not such a bad thing because you listen to your wife, that's why you're getting punished. Because you're blaming your wife. You're not saying, Rabbani Shalom, it's a terrible thing, a chait. It's huge. How could I have been chait in front of a male of Golo Kamaicha? That's why he taka lost, and he had to be sent out of Gan Eden. As I zok the Arvi Nachal. So, like we began, the Malabim says this is the difference between David and Shaul. David, with no ifs, buts, no excuses, says Chatasi Lashem, like the Goyin says right away. Hashem said, "I see it serious." He's frightened of the Averi. He realizes what a chait is immediately, with no excuses. I mean, David had all the excuses. He could have said, "Hashem, you remember the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kol Mishaymer, David Chata, Ein Elatoy." The Gemara said that wasn't chait. All these Geshmak of arts, with David's Cheshbon, it wasn't Avera. He didn't. When he was approached, when he was challenged, he said, "I'm sorry." No excuses. Didn't try to mach Avera, to belittle as Avera. He just said, Chatasi. Hashem King Shaul, Hatzadik, Agodol. But the Nabi is teaching us this lesson. You know, the Chas Shalom is saying anything bad about Shaul. Gadol Adar. But Ben Shana Shaul B'molchoi B'loi Chet, Chazal say, right? Achas. But this time, when this happened, he insisted on the excuses, and that's why he had to lose the Malchus. So, just that the Chashivas of having a Hakara for Vasa Zachet in front of the Eibishter, how terrible it is, and something happens just to go along, it's very hard. Just to say, "I'm sorry," without any excuses at all. Good Shabbos.